The support group operates on Discord, where people share their stories in text channels and weekly audio calls. James says those discussions give him what an endlessly flattering chatbot cannot: pushback, disagreement, and responses that don't come right away.
It was really hard to have a conversation that had any friction, you know, because ChatGPT is such a frictionless environment. And going back to humans, where they have, like, emotions, and they don't reply to you immediately.
Many of those I spoke with acknowledge there are tensions when people coming out of spirals interact with those who feel they've lost their loved ones to AI. But James says those interactions are another necessary source of friction for people who are finding their way back to reality.
It kind of gives you a chance to go, oh, that's where it goes if I don't stop now.
And for friends and family, talking to others unpacking their AI experiences is valuable, says Dex.
The family member appreciates the experience of being in the spiral, which is feeling important, intimately heard. And that's a really hard thing to face as a family member. Because, like, for me, just talking for me, like, does that mean I wasn't providing that, right?
For Alan Brooks, these conversations are the key to moving through the shame, embarrassment, and isolation he and many others feel.
If this was a disease, the cure is human connection.
He says he's never valued other people more.